This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Richardson wide open. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He jukes right. He's to the 5. He's to the 4. He's to the 2. He's in the end zone.
And there's his first touchdown pass, and Richardson second.
Oh, baby, have we got somebody special.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howardson, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome to the report.
Good to be here, Jameer, and I'll tell you what, ready to win.
Well, it's week three of the NFL for the Browns, and they're facing the Buffalo Bills. Let's just talk about Sunday. What are you expecting to say?
Well, I think that for the Browns, it's just taking the next step. I mean, they've been so close, but they have to put everything together on the same afternoon. In other words, you can't be great defensively on one day but get nothing from the offense and expect to win. And just like opposite last Sunday, great on offense, but had a tough day defensively. So you got to put everything together, and you can't give up a big play on special teams.
They're facing a revamped defensive team, this Buffalo team. They went out and got some pressuring front four guys. Let's just break down this Buffalo defense.
Well, they put their money, you're right, on the front four of that defense. They went out and they got the big guy defensively in the free agent market, and that was Mario Williams coming over from Houston. A lot of people were amazed when he went up to Buffalo to visit, because people thought he was just going to set the price. But he went in for his visit, and he never left. I mean, I don't know if he couldn't get a flight out or anything, Jameer, but he signed a big deal. Now, that has not translated so far in sacks, because I think a lot of people get wrapped up in that. You're going to pay a guy like that kind of money. You want him to get big number sacks. But really, it has paid off, and Heap does a lot of things. I mean, he gets pressure. He plays the run really well. They have another great guy, one of their own, that they drafted, Marcell Dareus, out of Alabama. And then they went and got an interesting player who we've watched play with the Bears, Michael Anderson, also an Alabama player, defensive end, played with the Patriots, didn't fit in there, but he also gets pressure. So they are very, very good on the front four. Add Kyle Williams, and you got a good one.
And offensively, C.J. Spiller, do we need to say any more? This Browns defense is really going to step up.
Yeah, imagine when Spiller came into the Bills as a draft choice out of Clemson, they were still loaded at running back with Freddie Jackson. That really, Spiller, all he could do to get on the field was to return kicks. Well, now they started to sprinkle him in the offense. Jackson's got a bad knee, and Spiller is now the primary back. And I'll tell you what, when Jackson gets back, I don't know if he'll get his job back. This guy's 292 yards in two games, averaging over 10 yards per carry. So he's a little bit different than Trent Richardson because he's a speed home run threat. Richardson's a guy that really punches you in the nose all day long, wears you down, and then the big run comes.
And speaking of Richardson, how good was to see him in action last week?
Really special. I've said it a couple of times, and I don't think I'm being exaggerating on this call, but I think he's the most dynamic player that the Browns have had in decades. And because of that, I say this, that anytime he touches the ball on a straight handoff, whether he plows through the middle or gives you the couple of moves to the outside, now in the receiving game too, when they get him the ball out there, he has the ability to score. He'll run over you, he'll run through you, he'll cut by you. That's really good.
And Jimmy, how good was it to see Brandon Whedon really come back and bounce back from week one?
Well, I'm sure it was really good for Brandon Whedon, and it really was. I mean, he really looked relieved afterwards. I don't think he doubted himself, but I know that he felt the concern of Browns fans that watched the team every week and live with the team, and they kind of just said, wow, the game in the opening game might have looked a little bit too big for him. But last Sunday, he was good. I thought he was better than Andy Dalton in the game throughout the ball game, and I think that says a lot for the amazing jump that he made. The next step, I think, for him is this. I think he wants to hit a long bomb because he's been very, very close in the opening game and certainly last week again to just drop one over the top, and he's got the arm strength to do it and nestle one in a receiver's hands and let him go.
Well, we can't wait to see that, Jimmy. Thank you for your time.
All right, Jameer.
Browns fans, this concludes your Cleveland Browns report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howardson. Thanks for joining us.